This is Archer of Archer.com, and I think I'm going to do another podcast. I was thinking that there's some things I need to say, and some thank yous, and since this is so easy now, really much, much easier with this voice memo thing on the iPod Nano, I don't have to, like, have a big setup or anything. I can just talk on the Nano and then plug it into the cord, and there it appears on my iTunes, so this makes it so much easier. But no, I went to the P.O. Box today, and I was, because I thought it was time to renew the P.O. Box, and sure enough, there was a letter in there saying that the P.O. Box needs to be renewed by September 30th, and I thought, okay, am I going to keep this P.O. Box? If I keep the P.O. Box, that means I have to keep podcasting, and, I was trying to cut expenses, so I thought I could cut the P.O. Box, but then I thought, no, I've had this P.O. Box for a couple of years now. I think I'll keep the P.O. Box. So I'm keeping the P.O. Box, and I expect something to arrive in the P.O. Box soon. But anyway, I did go to the P.O. for the post office today and renewed the P.O. Box. And in the P.O. Box, there were a couple of things for me to share. And one was a card from Steve in the U.K., Steve in the UK. And on the front it says, "You're the bee's knees and elbows too." And there's a bee on the front of it with some flowers. On the inside, he says, "Just wanted to say thank you for 1,000 amazing episodes. Love, Steve in the UK." And that was so sweet. Thank you, Steve in the UK. I appreciate that. I know, I think you told me that this was coming, but I just haven't checked the P.O. Box for probably at least, 3 weeks. So thank you, Steve. And then I got a really nice, a little package from Vincent in Malaysia. And in it is this, I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's a keychain or a bracelet or what it is. But he has, I don't know if he made it or if somebody else made it. But it's spelled out Archer in like little diamonds and I guess they're like letters, metal letters that have diamonds in them. And then it's like a pot leaf. It looks like a pot leaf on the end. But I'm not sure exactly what it is. If it's a bracelet or a keychain or what. I'm not really sure. So Vincent, if you can tell me what this is, I'd appreciate it. And maybe I'll put a picture. I don't know. I have to find my camera. So anyway, thank you, Vincent. That was very nice of you. And I hope those are not real diamonds that you have in there. I'm sure they're probably not. But they look pretty cool. So thank you, Vincent. I appreciate that. So, but there wasn't anything like a card or anything written on the thing. So I don't know why he sent that to me, but either way, thank you, Vincent. I appreciate it. So So the P.O. Box is still working, and is still working. It is still there. If you want to send anything, you are more than welcome to do that. Speaking of things like that, the voicemail line is actually still working. I called it to make sure, and sure enough, the voicemail line is still working. So I went ahead and put the address of the P.O. Box and the voicemail number on my website again. I moved it, put it back over there to the left side, the right side in the sidebar. So if you want to give me a call, that would be fine. And speaking of that, I did get a call from, not a call really, it was a message from Anthony from Ashantino Lemon wishing me a happy 1,000th show, and I'm going to insert that audio here. So thank you, Anthony, and listen to this.
Okay, Archer, this is Anthony from Ashantino Lemon. This is the fourth time I've tried to record you a message because I just can't seem to find the right words to say congratulations on 1,000 shows. Needless to say, 1,000 shows, that's pretty fucking impressive, and you really are the gay podfather in the gay community. And keep up the good work, keep up bringing people together with your group shows, and just producing some really, really quality stuff. You really should be proud at the amount of quality content that you have out there. So congratulations, my friend, and usually at this point in the message, I would come up with something funny, but I'm all out of funny today. So just imagine I said something funny here and hilarious and you laughed. Seriously, congratulations and keep up the good work. And I will be talking to you soon. Bye.
So thank you, Anthony. Don't worry about it. You just any way you say, happy 1,000th, whatever. You don't have to be funny or anything. That's fine. Now, I know I've had some people ask me about an update on my smoking. Well, I am still not smoking, and I believe if I've calculated this correctly, this coming Saturday will be 4 weeks, or I guess the first month that I have not been smoking. Actually, I guess officially it would be September 22nd would be a month because I stopped smoking on August 22nd. I think I even wrote that on my calendar in the iCal. Did I do that? I did not. I thought I had. Well, I know it was August 22nd. I'm going to put that on my calendar though. Stopped. Don't know if you can hear that keyboard or not. I'm typing really hard so you can hear it. Anyway, stop smoking. Now it's on the calendar. So yeah, I've stopped smoking for a month, roughly a month now. And one last thing, I was perusing the website Guys with iPhones. I'm sure many of you do that. Excuse me, I just burped. I wonder how that came across on the Nano. Anyway, I was perusing this website, and it's amazing how many of these guys shave themselves within an inch of their lives. Like this one just posted, I don't know, today actually. This guy is completely shaved. I don't like the completely shaved look. I don't know if, what you guys think, but I do not like the, I don't like that, the completely shaved look. So, yeah, I'm just curious. There's another one, completely shaved. Anyway, and I've noticed that a lot of them are actually not showing their junk as much anymore. Most of them are just, ooh, that guy's showing his asshole. most of them are just showing like their chest and their shorts or their drawers being pulled down a little bit and holding their crotch or something. So interesting. Anyway, that's just an observation I made of the guys with iPhones. Many of them are shaved completely of their pubic hair. Anyway, what else? I don't know. I was thinking that maybe I could do one of these little podcasts once or twice a week. When did I do this? When did I do this earlier? I guess it was Monday when I got the Nano. Was that it? Let me scroll back and see. Yeah, it was Monday. I posted 1001. This is 1002. So, I mean, if you think that this is something that you want to continue hearing once or twice a week, I could probably keep up with that. Once or twice a week without feeling overwhelmed or anything. But, yeah, because I do need to discuss some politics at some point. Somebody said they, actually, I've gotten a lot of emails, people saying they're missing their politics, they're missing my talking about my opinions on politics and stuff. And I might have to get back to that because, it's just heating up with all this racist stuff. What Nancy Pelosi said. But anyway, I'm not going to continue on. I want to stop this because I want to post this before 8 o'clock because I'm going to listen to Arthur live on Pride 48 because Arthur has taken over my time slot for a group show and he's going to do that every Thursday from 8 to 9, a group show. But tonight is going to be a special one he's doing. Of the first hour is with Jeffrey Taylor. And the second hour is the group show. So at 9 o'clock, I believe there'll be participants. I don't want to get out all my equipment to join in the conversation, but maybe at some point I will. I don't know. My desk has been so nice now without the mixer and all that crap on the desk. Oh, you know what else? I don't know if you heard, but Daniel Brewer is they're stopping doing their live show every Sunday. And he's just going to do a recorded individual podcast. Yes, I think I was I on Twitter when I said that I wasn't listening to podcasts anymore? and I think Davey Dangerous was got offended. But there are some podcasts that I'm listening to, but I was listening to way too many before. So I've scaled back, and I'm not listening to nearly as many, maybe 5 or 6. That's all I'm giving myself time to. The rest of my time, I am being lazy, watching TV, and sleeping, and reading on my Kindle. So, yeah. All right, well, that's all I'm going to have for today, boys and girls. I know it's not very long, but you know what? That's how they are these days. So, until next time, bye. Archer Radio.